Friends, I'm turning to the book of Galatians, Epistle to the Galatians, chapter 3 and verse 1. This morning I'll be throwing in a few chi here and there for our purposes this morning. So I'm not good at the chi, but we'll have to give you some headlines at least. In Yomano and Kroku Bio High, Bepes Ebe Kanichi, Sadia Bea. In Yabi to me at TRCB account. In Tia, me call Galatia for woman in T. Emian, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 1. We have these words: "Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you?" And we are thinking this morning, really picking up that one word, bewitched. And this is quite a strong word for the apostle to use. But bewitched, what did it mean? Now let me give you the background a little. The apostle Paul, for as part of his first missionary journey, had gone to places called Galatia. These places, there were places like Derbe, Lystra, Iconium, all those places are the Galatian region. The apostle Paul had been there. It is part of his first missionary journey, and he's gone there preaching the gospel, and churches have been established. Now, something strange began to happen. These people were supposed to be the early fruit of the apostles' work. And so the apostle evidently was expecting them to be those who would have matured, understood the faith more, and even deepened in it. But to his surprise, something began to happen. There were people that came along, we call them Judaizers. These people were Jewish persons, but they were Christians, or at least they professed to be Christians. Some of them, we know that may not have been Christians, but some of them were genuine Christians. But they had not thrown away their Jewish ideas, and they wanted to mix them up. And so they were pushing for things that Jewish people do, and saying that Christians must do them also, otherwise their salvation was not complete. And so they were getting influence into this church, these churches in Galatia. And so in this church, some of them, in fact, it looks like a number of them, were beginning to embrace this kind of teaching, which in effect told people that you need to do something yourself for God to accept you. You need to do something yourself for God to accept you. Well, Galatia, Hananiah, Ekosune said, Apostle Paul Edikan Afaha no wake radia sam and maybe abesinko. Na ni pebi bre abe iradi di omu idi iradi is Christi chi na ni si yene se na apostle Paul ni da kwa se ombe wwa on enyini ewa san Ukraine because omuti radia sam entem. But to the surprise, me see and say, many of them, Masha says, in Chechebia, air costs around you, no more 80, in Crofibia, from Judaizers. Some Judaizers see, the Omoyan say, Omoy Jew for, but almost say, Omabe Christopher so. In T, Omo person did yet, Sanya Mimina Ephra, only say, say, on Crofibia, Ewa Ghana, Omo person was sincere, Jew for no. We have people now, they call themselves theocracy, the church of theocracy, those kind of persons. One person would do for the Omiya, you know, Efrefra, their Christianity, and so a church, you know. In the Omasha say, Kase, oh, so we do for any of maybe, and yes, sir, won't mean young Kajia. In the Akwaya say, I'm a young Kajia, and just a year, and you may be. Jew fun chechene di mami and son. It's Apostle Paul Echeche, the Apostle Paul's teaching all along was that you are saved by faith alone, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And my dear friends, because what is happening is that there are many persons that are thinking that for me to become a Christian, I do some things by myself. I'm a very Christian, Yes, it's because he will be enough. Jesse, we hune se onishi, on tumi nya papa bia, na de nire nyina atwe rade Yesu Kristo nko, odan no hufina so de ho, ene ne boni e waaye, odi hu yi akase kase, na to no hoto, erade Yesu Kristo so enko. We ni nya Bible church, and this is the kind of teaching the apostle Paul had been teaching throughout. And these people believe in this kind of thing. And so when the apostle Paul was addressing them, he was very strong on them. And he begins in these verses, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you?" That's the word. Who has bewitched you? Fantikasano, some fantianke bakade, wana ziao. I don't know what the chief was me uses that term. But wana ziao, because chief don't say zi, maybe it should be a little different. But wana ziao, and also, it's like somebody who is obia, ayese bibi atona jimo. That he wants to do it. It's that fascination with things. It's to be so carried away with things in such a way that you no longer want to listen. And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying. Who have bewitched you? You were told the truth. You were taught the truth. Now, who came along and so dealt with you in such a way that you are ready to now push aside the truth and listen to that person. Even though you can know that what the person is saying really doesn't have any foundations at all. In fact, especially because of the truth you know. The truth you know should inform you that what these persons are saying aren't right at all, but you wouldn't want to listen. So to be bewitched is to be so fascinated, carried away by something so that you are willing even to push aside truth. Truth you knew. Truth that was demonstrated to you. No, kasame mpa ye denwe di chel na wakwain bis wampo mhun se weye nukre anyanyi ukra kakrano afuwaye krati sobe tuni nina achene isa sobe se witie ibifufro. And in inya yese why you bewitched. Why you need to say, "Bibi afa wajin." In fact, sometimes they translate and say, "Why you tricked? You've been tricked." For one translator says that, "Who had done this strange thing to you in order to trick you? That you've been tricked so that you no longer want to believe the truth." Friend, people do not know that when it comes to spiritual things, all of us can easily be tricked. We are so easily tricked by all kinds of ideas. And I'll give you a number of examples very soon. Why is it that we are tricked? Usually because, you see, we are in a world that you must recognize. The Bible teaches us we have spiritual enemies. These spiritual enemies are Satan and his demons that help his work. You are tell for we are seeing more. And we are telling Satan, and for our dream, we are telling but Satan wants us. We have these enemies, and then he hates truth. Satan hates truth. He doesn't like truth. And so, if I begin to open my mind to truth, he doesn't like it. It's like when you are in a school. You know, when in school, when you're a young person, before you realize you it's whether in a class or in a group, before you realize there are these important persons rising up in that group. And every one of them will be struggling to be the ones to exercise the most influence. And so, each one will come in various ways, try to sell his ideas and opinions, so as to be able to influence and draw along people with him. And then, if the other sees that, oh, you are seeming to take in the ideas of this one, well, the other may well come with tricks. He comes not necessarily to tell you the truth. He comes to say things that will please you, things that will draw you, things that will be so interesting to your own appetites so that you can follow after him. And just saying, but person forward here, a person should have come someone himself, who should say, and some of them were dead, said they were waiting at Kanuso. And so it was our coincidence or trick him. So he's not actually speaking truth, but he's actually trying to contradict truth, but in a clever fashion. This is what the Judaizers are doing. And Apostle Paul says, now you, Galatians, who tricked you, who made you listen to these persons and yield to their ideas. And Apostle Paul says, I'm not going to dwell on it, but look at what the Apostle Paul mentions, verse 2. I'm not coming this way at all. But just to let you see why the Apostle is so surprised, verse 2. This only will I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? The Apostle Paul is saying, you have evidences. You have some things to tell you. The things I've brought to you, you have some things to tell that this is true. You have tasted of it. You have a demonstration of that laid before you. How can you just push all that away and begin to take in a new idea, unproved, untested, none at all? You know, it's like a child. He's been with his parents. He's seen the love of the parents and the care of the parents. Now, from that same loving heart, the parent had been trying to instruct this child. And for a while, even though the child may have had his doubts, had begun to see at least a little of the advantages of this counsel, good counsel from his parents. And then, this young boy goes to school. He goes to secondary school. And all these ideas are poured upon him. And they are the very opposite of what his parents told him. And just within a single week and being in secondary school, he's thrown away everything. Everything the parents had told him. It didn't even last 3 years at the SHS. Only the very first week, he's thrown everything away. At the very first week, he came home to come and get a little more money. And he's showing forth things that are exactly contrary to everything the parents have taught him. Wouldn't the parents be shocked? Why should it take so short a time? Of all that you've seen and all that we demonstrated to you, it's surprising. And Apostle Paul tells us, friends, all of us can be so easily tricked when it comes to spiritual things. You know why? Because of sin. It's the root cause is sin. And especially when sin is loved. And of course, until we are converted, we all love our sins. Everyone who has not been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that his heart now truly belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ, is easily tricked, can easily be tricked by anyone. You know, remember, Satan may not go to some extremes that you may catch him very easily. He would tailor a kind of trick that would be most suitable to your taste and to your liking. Very suitable. Have you fished in the sea before? At least with the angle. So with it that one no ekochinamwa, ewensuma. Now, if you want the all kinds of fish and the kind of bait that they are attracted to. And Nambiani Adia Odishano Sabekano. If you want to go for tilapia, well, you have to go for worms. If you want some fish in the sea, you have to put some seed and some fish, something like shrimps or something like that. Otherwise, you wouldn't get them. And so Satan adapts to everyone. All of us can be tricked. And what is sad is that I may begin to understand something of Christianity. I may have been going to a church where I've been taught about how I may know the Lord and walk with Him and have my heart forgiven. But I did not want to come. I did not want to repent and believe. I wanted to keep my sins a little while. I wanted to indulge in them and love it. The danger is, well, you will be tricked very soon. Because that sin will become a foundation and Satan will trick you. Satan bit me at Ada was saying, Wama Sabon no quani ewa wakumamino, if you bit me nam so Ada. If one of the tricks, you know, in here, Apostle Paul challenges them, one of the tricks that is very common is when Satan really allows people just to see a few things that are changing their lives, a few bad things are gone, they don't really trust the Lord, they don't really depend upon the Lord Jesus Christ, their hearts are not His. They don't really want to bow to Him. A few things have gone. And they say, okay, I think I'm a Christian. But of course, what a trick. What a trick of Satan. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ told us this. If he will get us, sometimes he can yield a little ground. Satan can yield just a little ground in order to get you in total. Satan bit me, and so this is why you have all kinds of religions and people are doing nice things. They are not terrible persons. They are not bad persons. But the truth is, they don't really know God. Their sins are not forgiven them. They're not washed. They're not being changed. Their consciences have not become slaves to God's word and to God's teaching. They are their masters. They own themselves. They trust themselves. Self-confidence is strong and powerful in their hearts and souls still. And so you see, they've never yielded their lives to the Savior. So something, just something happened. Bibika cross here. Oh, a person in Chebiana or Sariano Pepe or yes. Say, oh, we giant, and so you say, for Subiani, so now I feel you watch us, so quite sorry, Kakra. And so, and then you say, I am born again. Yes, I've been, yes, I'm your born again. Oh, be born again, it's just a walk around, yes, Christo said, the boy any pa. Near in Guasini Yao, I show up Kumemu. No, Ebro, Ubonia, Abontino, Ubonia, Wakuman Kesemu. Makumu born in swear. Said me up upon in way. Let me a person in way. No way before a woman come in way. Let me pen near my sneer rad in way. I must swear. And I'm quiet. I want 10 gentlemen come in to be quarrel. And what friend is born again? Yes, it's a bit and you cry. So the tree radius of Christ operated the radius of Christ. Nobody can any near one come in. It sounds as a sofa or say, I want 10 gentlemen to son of kind. I want in church. And to your coming chance, and friend, this is how we must. Otherwise, we can all be tricked. Now, one of the powerful things that makes us all yield to this trick is because, again, it's sin. But let me mention one specific sin that is most suitable for Satan. It's the sin of selfishness. Selfishness is a very powerful weapon. That's if it gives such a powerful ground for Satan to trick and to really bewitch us. Because if I am a selfish person, all that it takes for me to be carried away is that I must be flattered. I must be really told all the wonderful things and be praised and things like those. And I simply, my head begins to daze and I really yield to everything that I'm told. And you know, selfishness is our deepest problem, every one of us, until we are converted. It is our deepest problem, and it is the deepest connection point for Satan. Satan to me, Yusipa. There was a king in Persia years ago. It was called Darius. Now, this king was a very, very good man. And there was a man called Daniel. He was a prophet of God. And Daniel had been carried to captivity in the place where this king was. This king liked Daniel. There was no doubt about that. He so liked Daniel because Daniel was such a different person. In every respect, Daniel was different. So he liked him. Then, Daniel was elevated. The Lord raised Daniel. And when he raised him, he made him the this king appointed persons he called presidents. These presidents were more closer to the king than any other group. And among these presidents, Daniel was ahead of them. And the others didn't like him. As they were going to plot. They were going to plot against Daniel. They were going to just say things that they can get the king. They could not succeed in their plotting unless the king agreed. And so their plans are to include the king's approval. And we read that what they did is they went to the king. And effectively, they flattered the king. They say, king, you know, you have to make a law. And that law, let it read like this. I'm giving everybody a period. Let nobody bow down to any god except you, the king. Because I'm reading it, because you are special. You are the king. Let nobody bow to anybody but you. Well, this king knew that Daniel was a Jew. This king knew that Daniel wouldn't bow to other things or any other beings. But somehow, because they went so in a way to really flatter him, it became so easy for Daniel, for this king, Darius, to yield. He didn't think far. He didn't think deeper. Into one dream, one kasikra. Omoban said as the king, now, this is the law. Well, we wonder whether they themselves even drafted it and went to the king for him to stamp it. We don't know, but there was a draft, and they sent it to the king and said, King, you sign it. And the signature proves that your king has ordered that within that period, nobody should bow down to anybody except you. And the king signed it. Before long, the king realized they were actually after Daniel. They were actually after his beloved president. And then the king, he could not revoke his words because he was a king. Those days, you could not sign and just say, no, I think I'm changing my mind. You couldn't do that. And so the king realized that he'd been tricked. These people tricked him. And how did they succeed? Flattery. Let's flatter the king. Let's make him a god. Let's tell him he's an idol, deserving worship. And we will get him. This is how Satan tricks us. You are intelligent. You can run your life. You don't need to be ruled by God. You don't need to say, Lord, my life has been a waste. Be my Lord and my all. You can manage. Only you need to get a good money in your pocket and get a good profession and get a good everything in life. You can manage. Well, that's a trick. It's Satan's trick because it's not true. Satan first a tricky, and so we can all truly be tricked to abandon truth. Truth we may have even appreciated a little sometime, and then begin to open our ears to that which is untrue. Friends, are you doing that? Is that why you are not a Christian? Is that why you know at least some of the things that the Bible teach? Some of the basic invitations of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are some of them you can agree yourself. For example, when you hear that the Bible says that this life, it is better to take care of your soul or your eternal future than be concerned about present bodily things. You agree to that, don't you? This seems so clear. You don't need to be extra intelligent to be able to appreciate this. But why do you throw it away? Why don't you want to listen? It's obvious to you. You hear it time and again. If people busy themselves with this world and really became so busy only getting things and ignore the Lord, eventually they don't take anything with them. They must go and meet the Lord and give an answer about their lives. Don't you see these things yourself? These are things that are evident to you. The Apostle Paul telling the Galatians, these things are evident to you. Why do you allow yourself to be tricked so that you would not want to obey the truth? When the Savior said that, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? He later said in addition, therefore we should go to him and find in him everlasting treasure, forgiveness of sins, a reconciliation with God, and to become the children of men. These things, at least, they make some sense. Why would you not listen? Are we bewitched? If you're not a converted person here this morning, are you? Is it because you are bewitched? So fascinated by things as you won't let go. Bibia to any super Mishadi Mishadi. In time one person would dream Bibia and Pohobio. If I were crown. And he said you know a radian him. And you say, why bewitched that you say, Bibia for what Gia must say? If you went to me in the crampo, and went to me in some. Let me give another example. It's in the Bible. It's again another surprising thing. It was a man called Achan. This man, there was a time when the people of Israel were going to take another city. And when they were going to take that city, God told them, don't take anything. Because it's a judgment. I'm judging that city. Don't take even a pin. Nothing at all. And the people went. The people of Israel went. And then this man called Achan decided that he would take something and hide it. And so he went, took something. He took some gold, gold plates, and then some Babylonian cloth. It seemed they were so nice, and he couldn't turn away from them. And so he took them, and he went into his own tent, dug a hole in the ground, and piled up these things in it, all for himself. Now, what was surprising was this. They were traveling on a wilderness. At what time would he be able to wear Babylonian garments? What would he need it for? Why did he get himself so fascinated and couldn't think a second thought and say, hey, wait a minute. Babylonian clothes on a wilderness, I will be different from everybody and everybody will say I've stolen this. Why did it not come into his head? He got so fascinated, bewitched by the thing. And then he told me, new man, he said, well, I'm being a trim person with this. I said, ah, me first had him, him for me question. Me show you infinity things, so be able to say, because of your nibiwaha. And if people see me begin to spend a lot of money because I have a lot of gold plates, then everybody will be suspicious. Why didn't he think? He was so fascinated, bewitched by it. In fact, what is even surprising, more surprising, was this. God told Joshua that something wrong had happened and that somebody has stolen something he shouldn't have stolen. Eradicate Joshua, so be after the answer so offer. Into about punishing, into punishing Israel, you know. No, Joshua, Kopa, Chokobom, Pai, Eradicate, and so be after Bibi. And the method of finding out the person was this. They would let the tribe, if it were Ghana, maybe they would say, okay, let all guns come first. And then when all the guns came, they said, okay, let all, I don't know the clans in Ghana, but if it were in Cape Coast, it would have been Anona and all those kind of things. So bring these clans in. So they brought in the clan. That clan was the one that this man Achan belonged to. And then they said, well, then bring the families. You know, every clan, you have several families. Mr. So-and-so's family. Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so's family. So bring them in this order. Friends, are you no surprise? I am the one who has stolen the thing. I belong to the Gad clan. And the Gad clan had been called. I beg your pardon, the Gad tribe. And then after the Gad tribe, I belong to Mr. Ayete's family. And Mr. Ayete's family had been called. My father's name is Mr. Ayete Fiu. And that line also has been called. You see, that thing is coming close to you. My dear friend, what will you do? Would you not begin to say, sir, please stop this, stop it. Please, I am the one. Don't go further. No, he didn't. He didn't. He waited until that particular family came and he said, okay, let me say it if your student come one by one. Oh, what bewitching. He was so caught up with the things. He will not yield. Even up to the very last moment. We have heard of people who even at the very point of death would not consider important things. At the very point of death, they are sick on their sickbed. And all they're thinking of still is things, things, things. They're so bewitched, so carried away, so tricked, so fascinated. This is very sad, my dear friends, for it to happen to any one of us. But you know it can. And I wonder what has happened to you. If you've not repented, you know what you, if you have been here, saying, yeah, what about here? What did I say several times? Oh, no, when I bring Radi Jesus Christ in chamber, she said, oh, bro, I went in same. Friends, are you delaying? Are you ignoring that? Are you simply shutting it off? And you can't know that what we're telling you is true? At least to some measure, you don't have all the understanding, it will take time, but a measure of understanding is there. And are you ignoring this? Oh, we would say you are bewitched. And look at how Apostle Paul describes such people. Look at his words. And I will explain that because I have to begin to conclude. But look at the verse. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? If we behave that way, you know what the Bible would describe us? Foolish. He means this tenderly. It's a strong word, but he's using that to shock us. Kasa possibly kasa ni more ding. And so sheda no din ni kasa seri radi pesoka. Ama when nuniye mo yung pasya. Because a fool is somebody who doesn't want to weigh the evidence. Ni efran o kasa ni ni ana am pesa di he di action no carry she. No kasa I am pana. No money who can say. Ya catch them, ya didn't be action with who no say no cry. And so I dream for the baby after Oka call no so. I said, sir, I dey. What shall I do? Send a possible can. I dey, what shall I do? The problem I would day. I remember years ago, I have an elder brother. He at the time was a student at Takrady. And one day when they had gone on vacation, he came home without his bag. There's a traveling bag. Well, he wasn't a baby. Somebody in Polytechnic is not a baby. And we asked him, what happened to you? And can you imagine what he told us? He said he was coming as some two gentlemen met him. And they seemed so much in need. And they said, please, can you help us find such and such a place? And he agreed. Okay, he knew the place. So, yes, I can help you. And they said, oh, well, go there and turn your eyes there, and then you will spot that thing there. And so the person said, thank you. And then they tried to go. Then they looked at this. It seemed as if they were looking around. But one of them went. I see they were looking around. And then he returned and said, oh, I can't find the place. I've looked around, I can't see what you're talking about. And can you believe me? So, I think later he himself was surprised what he did. What he did was that when the one that went came back, he told him, okay, well, I will go and show you. And then he himself, my brother, himself, took his bag and gave it to the other. And said, okay, you hold this bag for me. I'm going to show your brother and come. And so he took the other to show him. By the time he returned, the other was not there. And then, you know, they skinned it out. And you want to ask him, no, why dream were he? People, were you thinking? Why can you be tricked? Oh, friends, this is a light thing. To be tricked over spiritual things is more serious. Here am I. These things are true. And yet I'm saying, I'm not believing it now. I want to go on a little in my sins. I want to wait a while. Wait for what? You know. I don't have to tell you. You and I, our lives can be cut short any time. When I'm saying that you're going to be a child, you're going to be a child. Yakume bitumi aye dinya masɛ ade anche 1 month ago yakachira me pese meji die no a month later yakachira me pese meji di kra ya fena kuma dene ubetumi akoto saati die no. You can fall into that condition. So why wait? Why begin to think, oh yes, I've heard about the Savior, I've heard I should repent and believe in Him, oh but let me wait. You've seen something, we've shown you, and you agree that this is true. Why do you wait? What are you waiting for? Are you bewitched? It's a sin. It's some worldly advantage. It's some material things entirely dazing your eyes and heart. Then you are bewitched. And Apostle Paul will say, you are behaving like a fool. You don't want to think. You don't want to weigh the evidence laid before you. And so, friends, this is what the Apostle Paul means. Oh, let me just speak a little about how then can we escape? Are you bewitched? Do you want to escape? Are you tricked? Do you find yourself in a grip
of something you won't let go. We mean say we dem from for Sibia and Remy. And so with me, Ekasusa, Mede Frim, how can I come out of this? And you know, all that the apostle Paul was asking them to do was, this is why he was laying the truth before them again. And look at that, what the passage said in verse 1, our verse there again. Oh, foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you. It's been demonstrated to you. What else do you need? Face up to the truth. And that's the first thing you do, friends. Face up to that truth and say, I think I'm being a fool. I think I'm being thoughtless. And so, I mean, pessimism. Face up to the truth, friends. Do it. Don't delay anymore. Face up to that truth. And then remember this, it will help a lot. If that truth has been taught you from the Bible, then remember this, then it is God's truth. It is God who has spoken. And I may train him pay giant uncle Paul. Tell yourself. And I may come in my condo so it uncle Paul. Would I follow my own interests and ignore God? It is God who, this is God's truth. You may not understand everything, but at least a little of it is clear to you. This is true, this is true. As for this one, it must be God's truth. Now, would you take that seriously? And remember, you're dealing with God. Would you think that way? Remember, coming to face up to your sins and repenting, you are not doing it for a church. You are not doing it for your family. You are not doing it for your children. You are not doing it for whoever. You are doing it before God because you sin against him. The sin is against him. And so remember this. He is the one who will judge you for the sin. And he will judge you for snubbing his truth. And so friends, think of the seriousness of it. And then remember, you cannot delay anymore. Come now to him. Ask him to have mercy upon you. Go to him. It is a great offense to sin against, to despise the words of a king, isn't it? It is a great offense to despise a great one. And your bonny kisses over you, baby, etia a hino nasem. We etia wadamfu, dear. You baby will say, dear wadamfu. That's a hino. So view that's a great thing. And go to him. Ask him to have mercy upon you. I urge you, don't delay anymore. If you are here and you haven't come to the Savior, the reason why you are delaying is that you have been tricked. You think these things are not that urgent. You can push them aside for a while and they are not really that pressing. Friends, they are. Things that have to do with God and how you may know him and walk with him. These things are very precious. These things are very important. You can't really treat them lightly because our God will have to deal firmly with you for so trifling with his message. Don't do that anymore. Repent. Now trust in the Savior. Your sins cannot be easily taken out of the way, friends. You know, many times I have to tell people. Just last Friday, a young man who visited our meeting in Cape Coast, he was telling me that, well, I've tried to tell my sins to the Lord and ask him to forgive me. And I said, have you seen that he's heard you? He said that, no, I don't see that he's heard me. And I have to ask him, did you go to him trusting in Christ alone? Did you think you can go and make promises to God yourself? Don't do that. You can't. Oh Lord, you see, I've not done good things. I've sinned against you. Forgive me. I promise you I won't do that again. I would just turn around and I'll turn over a new leaf and become a new person. And then I'll begin to serve you, go to church and be involved in church, things like this. You think you can tell God these things? No, friends. You can't do that. You know, we are such sinners. God can't look into our faces. We are so bad. We go hiding in the Savior. We go trusting in Him alone. And especially we have snubbed His word. You snubbed Him. And you didn't want to embrace His truth. You rather believe a trick and yield yourself to it. And this is what you've done. Go in the name of our dear Savior. Trust Him. The Savior died on the cross of Calvary. It is so wonderful that when the Lord Jesus Christ was dying on the cross of Calvary, two thieves were hanging at these two sides. You know that one of the chief weapons of thieves, isn't it? Tricks. So that not only has He paid for tricks, He's actually paid for tricksters. And you say, we want more. He can save me who had believed in tricks and had been fascinated by it. You can come to Him. Turn to Him, friends. Put all your trust in Him. On the cross He bore that curse. He made His Father put upon Him the punishment we should have borne for believing in other things instead of His. He punished His Son instead of us. And the Savior gladly bore it. He gladly endured it. He gladly bared Himself out to receive that punishment for needy sinners. Go to Him. Tell Him. We tell you, find a place where you may be alone with Him. Open your heart to the Lord. Tell Him. Tell Him what you've done. Tell Him that you believed lies. You never. Why is it that the first time you heard this message, you never came? Because you were not believing what He said. Tell Him with shame and grief. Ask Him to forgive you and to cleanse you and to change you. He has the power to do that. Only He has the power to do that. Sakra wakuman so. Iradi Yesu Christo Nkwana wotumi ediasa onunkwa. He alone can do that. Come to Him, my dear friends, with no further delays. Let's pray together. Our gracious God and our loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that we can come to Thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are amazed ourselves that we can so treat the words of such a God as Thee so lightly and believe mere men and believe because they dazzle our intelligence and they dazzle our eyes, that we can be so fascinated with the things of this earth and be so engrossed in them until we do not listen anymore to Thee. O Lord, we are so surprised that we can fall to this and come to such a state. Yet, O Lord, Thou knowest that we are sinners, and having become sinners and cut off from Thee, anything at all can take us captive.